And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by A&E Reprographics, Augie's Restaurant, Barrett Propane, Cottonwood Area Transit, High Country Rec V Center, House Chilson and Associates, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Prescott Brewing Company, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. Now, live from the studios of KQNA, here's your host for today's show, the CEO of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
And good afternoon. Welcome to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. I am so thrilled that I'm in the studio today with my buddy Bill Monroe. You hear him on the news on all multiple stations, but I hear him all the time in the morning on KPBV. But Bill Monroe and I go back. He was one of the first people I ever met 15 years ago when I started with the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, way back when. And I remember, Bill, we showed up at a radio thing that Lou was doing and introduced yourself, and we've been working together ever since. Can you believe? I don't even think we look a day older than 5 years, Bill. But good to see you. Glad to have you joining us today. We're going to give you a great show today. Lots of good guests, things happening in our community. So sit back, relax, listen to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. You're on KQNA 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, KQNA.com. Bill and I'll be right back.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reprographics, we deliver great printing now, with same day and next day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reprographics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
Bruce, this isn't Bedrock, it's Cottonwood and the Red Rocks, where Verde Links goes to Sedona every day, known for New Age travelers, not Stone Age travelers.
Rudy, it's an enlightened journey with Cottonwood Area Transit routes through Clarkdale, Verde Village, and from 26 locations in Cottonwood.
Don't forget our connectors to Camp Verde and Greyhound through Yavapai Nation Transit.
I'm heading to a vortex adventure on the Verde Links to Sedona.
Let's go.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit.
Yabba-dabba-doo.
This week, join Sanford Cohen for his celebrity podcast with Eric Burden, previously the vocalist of rock band The Animals.
Could you imagine that some 50-plus years later that people were still engaged in your music and new generations of people have an appreciation for your love of the blues and your style, your vocal style?
No, I find it really hard to grasp that. I was just doing a session for a group of young girls. Wow, all these years later, are people still seriously saying this about our attempt to be popular? It's tough to even talk about it, but I am surprised, yeah.
Past episodes include interviews with the late, great Ronald Cool Bell of Cool and the Gang, rock legends Dave Mason and Eric Bloom of Blue Oyster Cult, former presidential candidate Mike Huckabee, and boxing legend Oscar De La Hoya. Subscribe today so you don't miss a single episode on KQNA.com.
As a business owner or manager, you want to be on top of the latest issues and opportunities. This is what we offer you as a member of the Prescott Valley Chamber. Hi, I'm Marnie Yule, President and CEO. Join the Prescott Valley Chamber and let our staff help you expand your presence in the community. We are nationally accredited, and your success means everything. Call us at 928-772-8857 or online at pvchamber.org. Let's grow together, the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce.
You're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. I'm just laughing. My guest is Dr. Kathy Lesnick. She is the owner of Dr. Kathy's Nutrition and Weight Loss Coaching. It is National Nutrition Month, but Dr. Kathy and I go back to September, and you know how we're all going through COVID and we're all staying home and everything, and I just got this crazy idea that it's time to pull myself together, focus on better nutrition, healthier lifestyles, things like that, and maybe lose a few pounds in the process, because it doesn't get any easier as you're getting older. Anyway, and so I said, that's how I met her, as I said, I was just looking for something to do, and I called Dr. Kathy. There was a lot of reasons behind that, Dr. Kathy, but...
Well, that's good.
Thankfully, you were there.
And I know you guys can't see Marnie, but she's looking really good after doing all this good work on herself.
Thank you, and this is before, you know, it's just one of those things that Dr. Kathy has this wonderful program, her nutrition and weight loss coaching, which is a full program that, you know, it's diet, wants you to exercise, you're taking the right vitamins, it's your counts, the coaching part of it, I think is so important and what has been valuable to me, because somebody like Dr. Kathy is going to keep you on track. So let's talk about a little bit about you, Dr. Kathy, because you got some major chops here. I mean, I'm saying, I was reading your resume and I just know you because of the business, and you've been a chamber member for many years, and we've gotten to know each other that way. But a little history about yourself.
Well, I graduated from Vanderbilt Medical School and then went into the Air Force, spent 20 years on active duty as a general surgeon, a few more years in the reserve. And we moved here when I retired from being on active duty. Wow. Worked at the VA for a few years here part-time. And along the way, I was just getting more interested in prevention of problems. You know, the older I get, the more I want to prevent having all those medical problems that become more common with age. And when I discovered this weight loss program, it just struck me as being, well, this actually makes nutritional sense. Mm-hmm. You know, it fits with what I know about nutrition and health, and it's not a fad diet. It uses real food. So it's something that can help people actually keep the weight off once they lose it, which is something most diets don't do.
Right. It's the behaviors, too, about, well, I know, you know, not really giving away a lot, because I'd love for people to talk to you about this, especially if you're at a point in life. And I did it as well as medically, too, being a breast cancer survivor. And, you know, the metabolism changes, different medications that you have to take. And so I was looking at long-term, mm-hmm. not just a quick fix and looking, you know, really snazzy in a bikini or whatever, but actually living longer and a healthier lifestyle, because especially when you have that little blip in your you know, health as you're going along, it kind of makes you reevaluate, you know, what am I doing right and what am I doing wrong and how can I make it better. So talk a little bit about nutrition. National Nutrition Month, just is that a month celebrating or reminding us to eat healthier?
Right. National Nutrition Month is sponsored by the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics, with the point being, of course, to make people more aware of good nutrition. And they have a theme every year. This year, the theme is Personalize Your Plate. So a lot of people may remember the food pyramid from years ago, but several years ago, they replaced that with what they call My Plate. And that is basically thinking of your plate full of food and dividing it up into sections for the different types of food. Mm-hmm. Half should be vegetables and some fruit. A quarter of the plate is for protein, and a quarter of the plate is for grains, starches, preferably something with whole grains. Mm-hmm. But that maybe is a little easier way, or at least I guess that was the theory, that would be an easier way for people to think about eating more of the right foods. And they kind of flipped the pyramid a little bit, because I think the bottom level of the pyramid where the most servings used to be grains. Mm-hmm. And we've come to realize over the years that that's not really the best way to divide up your food, even though that's what you find everywhere. The American diet is full of grains, and they usually process grains, and that's where a lot of the problem, I think, comes from these days. But now the largest number of servings should be vegetables, because that has a lot more of the, you know, the vitamins and other nutrients that people need to stay healthy, mm-hmm. as opposed to white bread, bagels, donuts. They haven't got very much nutrition left in them by the time they reach that end product stage.
Right, right. Some of those things are like the things; those are your favorites too.
Well, it's because we grew up with. That's we're conditioned true. To that in America.
I mean, I was a Wonder Bread child, you know. Absolutely. So, how is important to have vitamins in your diet?
Well, vitamins are just
or a multivitamin or something that supplements.
Well, vitamins and other essential nutrients, especially trace minerals, are just things that have been identified over the years as being essential to health. And actually, people think those recommended daily allowances, the RDAs, are the goal. They're really not. Those are just the amount of a vitamin that it takes to keep you from getting a deficiency disease from that vitamin, like scurvy if you don't have vitamin C. That was one of the first ones identified. That was, you know, way back in the British Navy.
Mm-hmm.
And the sailors would go out to sea, and they'd be eating their hardtack and water and, you know, not have a lot of fresh food when they were sailing across the ocean on those slow ships back then. And someone figured out that if you ate citrus fruits, that gave you vitamin C and you didn't get scurvy.
Right.
And so that's actually why British sailors are called limeys, because they had they would have limes on the ship to get their vitamin C from when they were sailing long periods of time.
Okay, you just learned a little something there, because I did not know that. Okay, why do people have so much trouble losing weight?
Mainly because nobody teaches them what to do to keep it off. Mm-hmm. You know, you can lose weight on a diet. Almost any diet is going to let you lose weight because they're deficient in some way. But that means they're usually not fun to eat and people are in a hurry to get off them. And part of the problem is that you don't learn what to do when you get off the diet after you've lost the weight. The other part of the problem is that what you lose on a diet is mostly water weight and then muscle before you lose any fat, because the muscle is easier for the body to break down for energy.
Mm-hmm.
And muscle is the most important thing as far as maintaining your metabolic rate to actually burn calories. So when you finish that diet, you've lost some muscle pounds, and maybe you've lost a little bit of fat, but losing muscle is what contributes to the yo-yo dieting, along with, you know, going back to your previous habits and eating what you used to eat once you're not on the diet anymore, and probably overdoing it because you've been missing all those foods for so long.
Right.
But your metabolic rate is slowed down because you've essentially been starving your body and it's trying to conserve energy. And you need to maintain your muscle mass during the weight loss in order to be able to continue losing weight. That's why exercise is an important part of it, as well as what you eat.
Mm-hmm.
And then learning how to eat a good, healthy diet with normal food, not just buying food from somebody online,
right,
is what lets you keep doing it for the rest of your life.
And one of the things you've taught me is the smaller portions too. You can maybe have something, but make it smaller portion. I love your 3-bite rule. I don't use it all the time, but there are times when I think I need this piece of this cookie or something, and it's the 3-bite rule.
Yeah. So supersizing has kind of crept into our culture.
Right.
And if you actually use the my plate concept and think about a plate, or maybe use a small plate if you're trying to lose weight instead of a big plate, but those divisions will help you to keep down to the right portion size as well.
Well, my son has kind of been with me for a while, and, you know, he's a young man and can eat anything he wants and whatever he wants, but we have this thing now. He makes my portions on a small plate. So I appreciate that, because then I'm satisfied and I'm not thinking I should clean my plate, because I was a child of my parents that said, clean your plate before you leave the table. So, you know, it's still in my mind that I hate to waste food and clean my plate. So I use the small plate thing too.
You can still be in the clean plate club if you're using the smaller plate. You just put the food that you need on the plate and don't put extra there, and then you can eat it all.
Right. Well, I know people are listening, and they're thinking, okay, National Nutrition Month, I've been thinking of something I wanted to, you know, jump. And it's not necessarily jumpstart, because you don't jumpstart, but you make a decision and a choice to move forward. You have what's called a mobile concierge service.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can explain a little bit about that and how that would work. I know how it works because of, you know, our relationship, but to others, how that works, you know, they're looking for making a change.
Well, it's mobile because I go to people's houses. I don't have an office because I didn't want to have that overhead that would make me have to charge a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
And then the concierge medicine is just a term that usually means it's set up in a more of a custom way and don't take insurance.
Right.
So some concierge services do take insurance in some forms, but I don't because it won't really cover what I'm doing anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to deal with all that paperwork.
So, Dr. Kathy, do you have a website that somebody can take a look at to get more information on the type of plan you offer to people like me?
Not directly. I have a Facebook page.
Okay.
Where I occasionally will post things myself. Mostly I post links to things that I have found that look interesting and helpful to people about food, sometimes about exercise, sometimes about essential nutrients, just, you know, whatever happens mm-hmm. to be out there at that particular time on the web that I can post links to. And I do have a link on the Facebook page that goes to, it's actually a mirror site from the company that produces the stuff that goes with the weight loss plan that I use.
Right.
And that has a lot of the information about the weight loss plan on there as well. But I'd much rather just, you know, talk to people and be able to answer their questions. Mm-hmm. I don't charge for the first visit where we just talk about what they want, what I can offer, see if it's going to be a fit, and then they can decide if they want to go ahead with the plan.
Well, it's National Nutrition Month, so if you're looking at making a change or developing a healthier eating style or losing weight or taking, I called it taking back control,
mm-hmm.
taking back control of my life through diet, exercise, nutrition, health, and you've been my coach. You've been amazing. And
thank
so, you.
You
know, this is just highly recommend. Give me a call at the chamber if you'd like to, but otherwise check out Dr. Kathy's Health and Nutrition coaching plan. So I agree. It's been wonderful.
So on Facebook, that's just search for at Dr. Kathy OL.
Okay.
And it's Kathy with a C.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Kathy, very much for joining us here on Talk of the Town Prescott Valley. We're going to take a short break and keep on going on this show. You're listening to Talk of the Town Prescott Valley, KQ&A 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and KQ&A.com. We'll be right back.
Propane, the name you trust. We want you to stay comfortable with us. Over the years, we've taken pride in serving you. Locally owned, we're neighbors too. Serving the community is what we do. Barrett Propane, the name that's tried and true. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
This year we celebrate St. Patty's Day along with Prescott Brewing Company's 27th anniversary here in downtown Prescott. Come on in and have an early bird St. Patty's Day platter of corned beef, cabbage, red potatoes, and carrots on Monday, March 15th. That's a couple of days early as we also release our once-a-year batch of Defiance Imperial Red Ale served in a Belgian-style tulip glass. We only brew it once a year, so get it while you can. At Prescott Brewing Company, see you then on Monday, March 15th.
$10 for a chance to win a brand new car and support the Prescott Courthouse Lighting? That's a win-win if there ever was one, but you can't win if you're not in. Time is running out to support the Prescott Courthouse Lighting Giveaway. All it takes is a $10 bill for your chance to win a 2021 Buick Encore donated by Finley Automotive Group. 100% of the proceeds from this raffle will go towards the 67th Annual Courthouse Lighting as Arizona's official Christmas city. Let's get in there and buy up whatever raffle tickets are left. The drawing will be held at Finley Prescott GMC at 3 p.m. on March 12th. You do not need to be present in order to win. There's a list of locations where you can purchase raffle tickets on the Prescott Chamber website at prescott.org or call the Chamber for ticket information at 445-2000. Win a brand new Buick Encore from Finley Automotive Crew. It's all to support the downtown courthouse lighting. For tickets, call the Prescott Chamber at 445-2000.
Switch to T-Mobile for Business and get up to 90 days of service free via virtual rebate on your business plan. You get a great deal, the largest 5G network, and first-class benefits like Microsoft 365 on us. It's better for business and only with T-Mobile for Business. Limited time offer. Stop in store for details. Plus taxes and fees for some plans. Virtual Express MasterCard within 8 weeks of receipt of valid submission. Complete port within 60 days. See T-Mobile.com for 5G devices, coverage, and plan details.
You're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Okay, really not in Prescott Valley, but one of my favorite places on the face of the earth is the Highland Center for Natural History. And joining us now is Sarah Vincent, who is, what's your title over there, Sarah?
So I'm the Education Director at the Highland Center. And we're right on the borderline with Prescott Valley. So.
I know. You're almost closer. You know, you're closer to me than downtown Prescott. But, you know.
Sure.
We share you. We share you. In fact, the world should share you because it's such a beautiful place out there.
Well, thank you.
So how are you guys doing now? It's an outdoor, you know, facility, obviously, nature trails and Discovery Garden and all of that. But that still, were you limited on as far as public participation and coming out there for most of this year?
Yeah, this past year, a lot of our programming has been halted or revised. However, our trail usage and the forest play area and the Discovery Gardens, we've seen so many visitors, increased attendance over years in the past. So folks are still coming out, and our programs, although they were severely affected by COVID-19, we're starting to get back in the groove, and opening back up a little bit more, especially with our outdoor programming now that the weather's getting really nice.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it was looking nice last weekend, Saturday.
I know.
And now it looks like this coming weekend, I'm not quite sure about all that. It looks like we've got some rain and snow in the forecast. But,
yeah.
You know, we can plan ahead. So talk about some of the programs you have going on, what people can look forward to, what you can get on your calendar and start making plans.
Yeah. One thing we were really excited to see was this last month we launched Discovery Saturday, which is the last Saturday of every month. And we had education stations going on. We were leading hikes, and we had so many families come out this last Saturday with kids, and we had a lot of fun. So our next Discovery Saturday is going to be, let me see. Well, it's the last Saturday in March.
Okay.
Well, it'll be March 27th. March 27th. So come join us on March 27th from 10 to noon. We'll be out there. It'll hopefully be a gorgeous day and learn something about this incredible landscape that we all live in. The other thing we have going on, if you have kids at home between the ages of 3 and 5, we're really excited to have our Knee-High Naturalist program going on in March and April. So Jesse, our education coordinator, takes the little ones out with a parent or two or grandparent or two, just some adult that wants to tag along. And they go explore the trails, have a snack, a craft, a story. And it's a really amazing program that's been around for over a decade. So that'll be starting up this March and into April. So you can come out for one. They happen on Tuesday mornings. So come out for one or come out for the whole series. Every day will be a little different. So
do you need to pre-register for that?
Yes. We ask folks to pre-register for that. There is a fee associated with it. And, of course, members get a discount. So we highly encourage folks to go that route.
I can imagine seeing the nature world through the eyes of a 3 to 5 year old. What a discovery that would be.
Yeah.
How fun.
And discovery is the word of the Highland Center.
Right.
You know, we have the wonderful forest play area with a giant spider web and logs to jump back and forth from. So it's amazing to see kids really. And adults, I've been on that spider web. So we're never too old, but it's definitely amazing to see the little ones out there.
So do you have, that's for the little ones.
Yeah.
So do you have other levels of programming for, you know, up to the adults, the seniors.
Yeah, absolutely. We have, so we're really excited. We have our Schoolyard Habitat program, which is happening in this year in Coyote Springs Elementary and Humboldt Elementary, our two, Humboldt area schools that we're partnering with. So we've been really excited to work with, primarily elementary school and middle school aged kids locally, just getting those habitats rejuvenated, ready to go now that we're back in school. So there's some amazing learning happening out there. We also have some amazing paid internships for high school students. So if you know a high school or undergraduate student, they could go to Yavapai College or, any of the local, higher education places. If you know someone, we are currently hiring for those positions right now. And those are really flexible. Like if they want to study birds, great. We'll pay you a small stipend to come out and, basically put together an internship. So especially, local high school students, we're really looking for some to apply for that opportunity.
Now, is there a particular window that the interns would work?
We just want to have the internship completed by September next year.
Okay.
So whether it's the summer, whether they want to spread it out over multiple weeks and just come in for an hour, a week, we're really flexible in how we meet those hour requirements. So.
And do you pick the area of interest or, cause you might have a specific topic you want studied, or do they come with an idea?
We're encouraging certain topics. Like right now we have, there's a researcher studying caterpillars. So we need a couple of interns that are willing to basically take care of a caterpillar for the next couple months, which to me sounds awesome.
How old do the interns have to be? That's
exactly.
Pretty cool to me too.
Exactly. We do ask they be 14 to 18, but,
okay.
Just current high school students. So sorry about that. But, so that's, we can guide the internship process, but we're also really interested in whatever our local students are interested in. So, it does not have to be caterpillars.
Right.
So that's an exciting internship or an exciting opportunity for kind of that in between age. And then as we scale up to us adults, you know, we also have, a book club, that will start meeting in person in April, and that'll be the first Friday of the month. So we'll get together, you know, reading is the goal, but ultimately we're excited to just get together with a community of folks that just want to talk about natural history in the Southwest and explore it through different lenses. And we're partnering with Peregrine Book Company on that, so folks can get a discount on their books.
So would
them.
They be more nature related, the books that you're reading?
Yeah, we're going to focus on nature. We're going to focus
Non-fiction?
On the Southwest. Maybe some fiction. We're still really new, so we're open to suggestions as well.
And when would the book club meet?
We're meeting the first Friday, 10 to 11, first Friday of each month. And that's free and open to the public. So even if you're not quite sure if you want to read our books, that's fine. Just come.
Reading is great, and especially when you're reading and learning.
Exactly.
I mean, that's
totally
one of those things that kind of being stuck at home, it's the learning, the socialization part of it's been stifled, and now opening that back up through your programs is, we need it. We need it. And, we've come to find that out more than we thought we did.
Right.
You know,
and that's kind of where it came from too, is just we as staff were decided to read the same book and, you know, then mentioned it to other people. And next thing you know, we had a book club. So. Here we are.
Expand to include community members.
Totally. So we're really excited to see that grow just kind of from the ground up. And, we do ask that folks pre-register just so we can keep an eye on attendance. Cause we do want to honor in person. We'll split up if the group gets too big, but, so we do ask for folks to pre-register. The other thing is we have a happy hour coming up this week. That'll be still virtual. And that's with Superstition Meadery. That's on Thursday. So if you're hearing this today and you haven't signed up, that will be, a good time. They're going to share about the mead making process and local pollinators, specifically bees. And everyone will have have a good old time with some mead from their homes, which there is a silver lining too, because you don't have to drive anywhere. So
right.
And then our plant sale is our spring plant sale goes online on April 1st. So if you're starting to get out in the garden like me, mm-hmm. you can start to look at the native plants we have available. Order them early because we will run out of certain varieties. And then pickup is going to be the first weekend in May, Mother's Day weekend.
And so, if you're a member, too, you get kind of an advanced.
Members have a 10% discount, which is a big deal. They're also going to get early notice of the plants. So right. If you are not a member, then squeak in now and you can get your plants early.
Membership pays. Not only you're investing in, you know, our local, you know, natural history center, but you get discounts.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just great by itself. You know, for sure. Plus, you also have an amazing gift shop.
Yeah.
So what about volunteer opportunities for adults? Mm-hmm. Do you have those now that you're doing more programming? Because a lot of folks are looking to get outdoors, want to volunteer.
Yeah. Absolutely. We have volunteer opportunities in every way you can imagine. From working in the gardens, we always need a good crew that wants to get their hands dirty and help us take care of the lovely space that is the center. We also have education volunteer opportunities. So if you want to be a part of helping shape future, experiences for youth learners, adult learners, whatever, senior learners, we have a outreach program with a lot of the local retirement communities. So there's a lot of ways to engage with volunteering. We're going to need a bunch of people to help us bag up mulch for the plant sale. So, you know, whatever you're interested in, we can find a spot for you on our volunteer team. And that's really what runs the Highland Center. So we're just mm-hmm. so grateful for the people that have stuck with us through all of this and, are kind of transforming and shifting as we go along here. So join the team, or thank you if you're already out there with us.
Right. And obviously membership, sponsorships, you are a 501c3 organization,
yes.
tax deductible. So again, a lot of people are looking at their taxes and deciding who they want to pay. And I would rather donate my money to a local organization that's, I believe you guys are a gem in our community.
Yeah.
And keep you running and open and available for all the kids that may not have that opportunity to experience nature. They come out there and they get that experience with you.
Right.
Plus adults, you know, get out in the outdoors.
Yeah.
As my mom would say, get out and blow the stink off. I know my sister's listening. Sure. She's probably saying, yeah, mom used to say that all the time.
Yeah, we need the support. The trails and the gardens are open to the public and free. So the only way we're sustained is through contributions. So we certainly appreciate any support that folks can give, whether it's their time, their money, or even just their good sentiment. That helps too. So come out for a visit, certainly.
Well, let's give rise. We close here, Sarah. Your website.
Mm-hmm. So highlandcenter.org, that's where you can find all of the wonderful information about our upcoming programs and the site in general.
Great. Well, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thank you.
Sarah Vincent with us at Highland Center for Natural History. Like I said, a gem in our community. Thank you for joining us here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. You're listening to KQ&A 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and KQ&A.com.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and online at affinityrv.com.
Can't get enough. Apple YCCA's Hammer Time Show? Want more information on local construction? I'm Sandy with Yavapai County Contractors Association. If you love listening to Hammer Time every Saturday morning, you're going to love our column every Friday morning in the Daily Courier, front page of the real estate section. Don't start your Friday morning without YCCA's Ask the Contractor column in the Daily Courier. And don't start your Saturday morning without Hammer Time at 7 a.m. on KQNA.
Cliff Castle Casino is bringing more excitement to the floor with the $500,000 Zoom Ball Giveaway. Saturdays in March and April from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. every hour, two lucky guests will have a chance to play Zoom Ball. It's easy. Get six orange balls and you'll win $500,000. Start earning entries now for your chance to win and zoom in every Saturday in March and April for the $500,000 Zoom Ball Giveaway. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, closer to it all. Must be 21 and a Players Club member to participate. See Players Club for details.
It's just our nature. As people, we want to connect with one another and with our communities. And that outreach is important because human connections produce enthusiasm, optimism, and something else, healing. That's why Dignity Health has connected with Yavapai Regional Medical Center, creating a new healthcare partnership. And what does Dignity Health bring to this relationship? Something special that we call human kindness. That word, human kindness, is a perfect articulation of how we, together with YRMC, harness the healing power of human connections with the compassionate approach of innovative medicine. That's because we believe that what this partnership has to offer is much more than just healthcare. It's a sense of humanity. There's no denying it. Human kindness is powerful medicine. And now there's more of it for you in the Dignity Health YRMC connection. To learn more, visit us at dignityhealthyrmc.org. Hello, human kindness.
With spring approaching and a wish to return to your normal routine, remember Auggie's, the place to dine on Highway 69. Auggie's Happy Hour with all the great appetizers will make you feel so good. With salads, steaks, and seafoods, and hearty home-cooked comfort food, there's something for everyone to love at Auggie's. You'll love the easy, plentiful parking and staff that will remember you and your favorites. For reservations, call 777-0330 and online at auggiesprescott.com. Auggie's, the place to dine on Highway 69.
The Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Time for a check of your news and weather, brought to you by Affinity RV. No arrests have been made yet in a Prescott Valley shooting incident.
Last Friday night at around 5, police received a call of shots fired on Dodge Circle. Central Arizona Fire and Medical Authority crews tended to the victim, who was later taken to a Phoenix hospital for treatment of gunshot wounds to the back of her head. A police investigation has determined an altercation had occurred between people at the home. Possible suspects have been identified. Prescott Valley police are letting residents and visitors know there's no danger to the public. Anyone who has information on this incident is asked to call 772-9267 or Yavapai Silent Witness at 1-800-932-3232. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Watch for delays in certain Prescott areas due to concrete repair work.
The city and its contractor, Capital Improvements, are working on improvements that include removal and replacement of sidewalks and curb and gutter, as well as roadway striping. While repairs are complete on Hornet Drive in the Yavapai Hills subdivision, work has begun on the removal and replacement of curb and gutter near Coronado Avenue in the Summit Avenue area. Crews are also removing and replacing curb and gutter on Bradshaw Drive off of Gurley Street and installing sidewalk ramps in the intersection of North Washington Avenue and Churchill Street off of Sheldon. Work hours are 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and are scheduled for completion this spring. I'm Nick Canuel reporting.
The Arizona Coyotes beat the Colorado Avalanche 3-2 last night. The Coyotes take on the Avalanche in a rematch tomorrow night. The puck drops at 7 and all that live hockey action will be heard right here on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Taking a look at your KQ&A weather. Clear and breezy overnight tonight, windy tomorrow with a chance of showers in the forecast. That's going to stick around through the rest of your week. Expect a low tonight of 28 in the Prescott Quad Cities with a high tomorrow 48, 43 for the high on Thursday. Cottonwood sitting at 34 tonight, 57 for the high tomorrow, Thursday high of 53. That was a check of your news and weather brought to you by Affinity RV. I'm Lindsay Draper for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, KQ&A.
news. This isn't Bedrock, it's Cottonwood and the Red Rocks, where Verdilinks goes to Sedona every day, known for New Age travelers, not Stone Age travelers.
Rudy, it's an enlightened journey with Cottonwood Area Transit routes through Clarkdale, Verde Village, and from 26 locations in Cottonwood.
Don't forget our connectors to Camp Verde and Greyhound through Yavapai Nation Transit.
I'm heading to a Vortex adventure on the Verdilinks to Sedona.
Let's go.
Visit CottonwoodAZ.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit.
Yabba dabba doo.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Wild Birds. 80 years ago or so, a feed mill was built in Chino Valley to process soybeans, pinto beans, and make feed mixes for the local dairies that were numerous in this area at the time. Those dairies are long gone, but the feed mill, now owned and cared for by the folks at Olson's for Healthy Animals for the last 42 years, is still going strong. We still make our own custom feed mixes that are known for their freshness and quality, and back in the mid-1980s, we added a wild bird mix. Over the years, we expanded our bird line to also include a no-waste mix and an economy mix. The beauty of these products is that they are high quality, extremely fresh, very reasonable, and still made lovingly by locals. The black sunflowers and millet are sourced directly from independent farms in southwest Colorado, specifically Dove Creek and Cortez, while other ingredients are stored and cleaned by us right in Chino Valley. Come check out Olson's tried and true wild bird mixes. After all, good enough just isn't in Chino, Prescott, Dewey Humboldt, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale.
With spring approaching and a wish to return to your normal routine, remember Auggie's, the place to dine on Highway 69. Auggie's Happy Hour with all the great appetizers will make you feel so good. With salads, steaks, and seafoods, and hearty home-cooked comfort food, there's something for everyone to love at Auggie's. You'll love the easy, plentiful parking and staff that will remember you and your favorites. For reservations, call 777-0330. Online at auggiesprescott.com. Auggie's, the place to dine on Highway 69.
You're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. It is Chamber Spotlight on Business, one of my favorite sections, where we get to talk to some of our new members and businesses in the community. And my first guest is Logan Roberts, the owner of the Squealing Hog Smoked Meats and Barbecue. And I'm just going to say, before I even let Logan open his mouth, shout out. It is so good. So good.
Thank you.
Logan, I know I was watching you. We've been friends a long time and kind of follow what you're up to. When did you open the Squealing Hog?
Dusty, my partner and I, we opened it the weekend before Halloween.
Okay.
So only a few months.
Right, yeah. So where are you located?
We are on the corner of Robert Road and Pecos in the parking lot. We have a mobile food trailer in the parking lot of Barefoot Bob's Billiards. So,
but it's stationary, and you pretty much got it. It's set there.
It's so big. We don't want to.
It's huge.
A couple things. We don't want to have to haul it around, and then we also don't want people to have to come try to find us every weekend where we're going to be. So we're easy to find. We're in the same spot.
Yeah, just sniff the air.
Follow your nose.
Follow your nose. I'm telling you. So smoked meats. Let's talk about your menu.
It's kind of broad. It's bigger than what the health department would like it to be, I think. But we won't tell them. Okay. We trimmed it down. Our shining stars are probably our brisket and our tri-tip.
Mm-hmm.
You can't forget about the ribs. We do a lot of ribs. We do beef ribs, which nobody does.
No, they don't. Uh-uh.
And the following is just growing and growing, so we're doing more beef ribs every day. Bread pudding. We make our own bread pudding. We make our own country beans. We make our own coleslaw. Mac and cheese. Dusty's back there every morning whipping up the cheese sauce. So,
and it's smoked.
We're not smoking. None of that stuff is smoked.
Okay.
We have some little pecan pies, pumpkin pies
right.
that we smoke.
That's what I see. Uh-huh.
But all the meat's definitely smoked.
Mm-hmm.
Start early in the morning and goes all day.
So what's your biggest seller right now?
Probably brisket or tri-tip, but we have that's our main menu,
mm-hmm.
and then we have specials kind of rotate in and out all the time. Rib tips is probably our best selling special.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even want to talk about the crack because I know you want to talk about the crack.
I'm going to talk about. I mean, somebody's going to go, "Oh gosh, where's Marnie gone?" You know, his radio. She's talking about crack, but let me tell you,
it's
the
legal.
Squealing Hog. It's so legal it should be illegal. It's so good.
That's why we ended up calling it crack.
I know.
Everybody coming back more. It's pork belly burnt ends.
Right.
When people talk about burnt ends, they think about brisket burnt ends.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing the pork belly, and it's just meat candy. It melts in your mouth.
I tell you.
Mm-hmm. It happened before. People order it. They're gone about 20 minutes. They come back and say, I need more. Well, I thought you were going home. Well, we didn't quite make it. We ate it all.
And I tell you right now, don't just get a quarter pound or a half pound. You better get a big pound of it, 2 pounds, because you're going to want more. So you'll eat that. Don't skim and say, oh, I'll just try it for a quarter pound. No way. Just get the 2 pounds and go.
Texas Twinkies is something we also, when we do them, we run out of them. I put it on our Facebook page, and before people can get down there, we're normally out of them. Huge jalapeno stuffed with seasoned cream cheese, brisket, cheddar cheese, wrapped in two thick slices of bacon, put a sweet rub on them, smoke it for an hour and a half, 2 hours, and then pull them out, put a little glaze on it with barbecue sauce glaze, and then smoke them again. I should have brought samples.
I know. I was going to say, you know, I thought that's why I invited you on the show. No, no, I'm just going to come for lunch. That's all.
That's,
you know,
fine.
Make my plan.
That's fine.
So what are your hours over there?
Yeah, we went from having a part-time fun little business to full-time, and now we have two employees. 11 o'clock every day. Hours at night kind of change.
Right.
But 7 days a week now.
Well, I'm telling you, follow you on Facebook. What's your Facebook?
The Squealing Hog.
The Squealing Hog. Like them on Facebook. Follow them, because that's where I see all the specials.
Every day. Every day we will update our menu. Sometimes we just won't have product.
Right.
And then the special board, we'll always keep that updated, too. And we try to bring them around as often as we can.
Yeah. Great job, though. Great job on your social media, I've got to say, because I follow it every single day. Look, let's figure out if I'm going to have dinner or what I'm going to have for lunch.
We try real hard.
Brady and I are still talking for lunch on Friday.
Yeah.
All right. So, again, for more information, you have a phone number or?
Phone number, you can call us at 928-350-5718.
Mm-hmm.
The Squealing Hog. Or the Squealing, or it's squealinghogaz@gmail.com if you want to send an email. But
I say go on Facebook. Follow on Facebook. That's the easiest way. You're really good about your information.
Good.
All right, Logan Roberts. Good job, you and Dusty. You've got a gold mine over there. Can't wait to come back.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Texas Twinkies.
We'll put some. They were building this morning.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Well. Now that we're all hungry, I'm going to jump over here and talk to Art Olson with the Prescott Health and Life Insurance. And congratulations, brand new grandpa with a little granddaughter.
Yes.
Just today, minutes ago.
Just a few minutes ago.
Yeah.
My son and his wife just had a little girl, 9 pounds, 2 ounces. Not much of a little girl. She's a big one. But, very happy, very proud. Got all kinds of pictures here all of a sudden.
It's kind of fun, you know, sharing your joy, because if I wish you could see his face is just aglow, and he's got a smile bigger than, you know, the great outdoors. So
it's amazing.
Yeah. Well, let's get back to business here. Come on. Come on. Tell
us
a little.
What's my name again?
What's my business? Why am I here?
Why am I here, Marty? Well, our business is Prescott Health and Life. We used to be Otto and Wilhelm Insurance Agency, and we're doing business as Prescott Health and Life. We rebranded when I came on board a couple of years ago. My name is Art Olson, in case – I don't know. Did you say that?
Yeah.
I don't know where I'm at. But, Jim Otto started the company back in 1987. And Jeff Wilhelm took it over in 2004. He's married to Jim's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And so Jeff and Jennifer have owned the company since 2004. And I came on a couple of years ago as a broker. And Jeff and I work together in the office. Jennifer comes in a few days a week. And we have Natalie up front. She's fantastic. She's great with the clients. And we specialize in Medicare.
Okay.
We're an independent health and life insurance broker specializing in Medicare. I guess the best way to put us, I wrote it down because I knew I'd forget this because of this, but we help navigate the maze of information related to Medicare and the health insurance industry, and it's no cost to the consumer. So
mm-hmm.
Our services are no cost to them. We get paid by the insurance company, so on a commission basis. So what we do is for the folks. So
So you would work with businesses that are looking to put together group health insurance plans?
Yeah, we do group insurance as well. We do group health insurance. We do that. We do individuals under 65 policies too, under 65 years of age policies through the marketplace. MediShare, I know we get a lot of phone calls on MediShare and a lot of other different outlets as well, short-term policies and so forth.
And then also life insurance.
And life insurance, absolutely. Term, whole, all those.
So, you know, I know people, I mean, I'm already past that. I know, Logan, it's hard to believe I'm past that. But anyway, I know a lot of people are like 63, 64, you start getting those Medicare notices. You know, it's time to start thinking. You're bombarded with them.
Yeah.
So you can kind of sit down with somebody and...
Absolutely, and clear it up because
it's confusing.
So much at you. It's very confusing. They tell you you're getting free this, free that, free this, free that, and it's not necessarily true. There are certain things that you can get. There are... certain benefits that you some folks aren't getting that they probably need to be aware of, and that's where we come in. We'll give you the straight end of it. Joe Namath throwing stuff at you on TV and all the notices you get in the mail really, really set you up for confusion, and I think that's a disservice to people. So.
Oh, absolutely. It's kind of crazy, and it's mm-hmm. and you just don't know which way to go. So
absolutely.
Having somebody like you that can navigate that, get the best deal, and to always say that Medicare, I mean, it could cost you more if you're still working and you're not necessarily just taking your Social Security and you've got a salary above, and it could cost you more money, and you need to be prepared for that.
Absolutely.
You know, so some people think that that's not the case. I get 65 and I get Medicare and it's just included in my old age, and it's not.
It's not.
They're going to tell you, you're going to get a bill.
Premiums, yeah.
Yeah, tax, you know, you look at your taxable income too. So, mm-hmm. you know, it's a crazy world, and I'm glad there's somebody like you that's going to help people through it.
Absolutely.
So let's give everybody your contact information, Art.
Well, we're located on the north end of Prescott over off of Prescott Lakes Parkway on we're 1963 Commerce Center Circle, and we're over there where the courier used to be
right
back in the day. But
Sir Speedy's over there.
Yeah, Sir Speedy. We share a parking lot with them.
There you go.
And we've been there for the last couple of years, well, year and a half. But our phone number is area code 928-445-6466. We're on Facebook, Twitter, all of them. And Jeff kind of, he likes messing around with that stuff.
Well, thank you for joining us, Art. We're going to let you mess around with more pictures from little granddaughter, because I just see him like looking at his phone. And congratulations again, Art Olson, Prescott Health and Life. Thank you for joining us, also, Logan Roberts and your partner, Dusty. Great job, the Squealing Hog Barbecue and Smoked Meats. I mean, again, get out there, give them a try. I know Art's ready to go too. All right. Thank you both for joining us. Chamber Spotlight on Business. Take a short break when we come back. I'm going to say goodbye on this beautiful Tuesday here in Prescott Valley.
Pride in serving you. Locally owned, we're neighbors too. Serving the community is what we do. Barrett Propane, the name that's tried and true. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
This year, we celebrate St. Patty's Day along with Prescott Brewing Company's 27th anniversary here in downtown Prescott. Come on in and have an early bird St. Patty's Day platter of corned beef, cabbage, red potatoes, and carrots on Monday, March 15th. That's a couple of days early as we also release our once-a-year batch of Defiance Imperial Red Ale, served in a Belgian-style tulip glass. We only brew it once a year, so get it while you can. At Prescott Brewing Company, see you then on Monday, March 15th.
Oh, say, can you see?
It's not every day you hear a British person singing the national anthem, but success is about getting the right attention. At A&E Rupa Graphics, we provide printing that catches the eye. Get your business noticed with exciting new print marketing and signage. Quality marketing shows the quality service we know you provide. Stop by one of our three great locations or call 442-9116. Get your business noticed with A&E Rupa Graphics today.
High-speed internet, way out here.
You bet.
With MTE Communications, you get to live exactly where you want and enjoy high-speed internet. And listen to this. There are no contracts, no throttling, and no data cap. Just quality customer service and local installers who understand that although life moves just a little bit slower out here, we like our internet fast. For more information, go online to mtecom.net. That's mtecom.net.
You're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Hope you had a good time. Is your mouth watering like mine is? Ready to go get some brisket or some tri-tip? Or how about those Texas Twinkies? I'm just thinking everything sounds so good. And I have to admit, I have had some of Logan and Rusty and Dusty's food out there, and it is amazing. Again, the Squealing Hog Smoked Meats and Barbecue. It's over located over by Barefoot Bob's Billiard, probably over by Robert Road and Long Mesa in that area. So, again, if you're looking for something for dinner tonight, check them out. But it's also part of National Nutrition Month, and I do think that you need your protein. So we're talking about, we'll add that to our little plate division, like Dr. Kathy said, and make that our little protein section, and it's really good. Just want to give a shout out to talking about National Nutrition Month, and Dr. Kathy was talking about how important diet is and exercise is, and coming up this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday is the grand opening for Freedom Corps Pilates, and Jess Costa was on the show, I believe, a couple weeks ago with me talking about the grand opening. There is happening. You can sign up for a free 30-minute introductory class on the Reformer, which is the type of Pilates that she'll be having classes in. And you go to freedomcorpilates.com and register for a free class. That's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And they're located at 8168 Florentine in Prescott Valley. Or you just come on by, check out the studio, have some refreshments. It'll be healthy refreshments, according to Jess. Come on out on Friday or Saturday or Sunday. We'll be out there Friday saying hi and giving them some chamber welcome love. So a lot of good things going on happening. Tickets are available for the Northern Arizona Wranglers. They've just announced their mascot. I know they're having the introduction over at Liberty Traditional School. So join us in welcoming Whiskey, W-H-I-S-K-I-E. The mascot, and excited to have Wranglers football starting up May 16th. Will be the first game. There's eight home games planned with tailgating parties ahead of time and a lot of good football action. I've been following them on Facebook, and again, that's a great way to see organizations and things you're interested in. Follow them a little more, get the information. So, again, the Northern Arizona Wranglers. Looking forward to meeting Whiskey coming up. Maybe we can have him at a chamber mixer when we get back to that. But to let you know, we are planning Prescott Valley Days. That'll be May 6th through the 9th. Team Up to Clean Up is May 1st. So getting back to some activities that just kind of some back to normal for all of us. I've had my vaccines. I'm ready to go. So thank you all for joining us here on
Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Glad to be here. Next week, it is Mayor Cal Palguda. So enjoy, take care, and be safe.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reber Graphics, Cottonwood Area Transit, High Country Rec V Center, Barrett Propane, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Augie's, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Cliff Castle Casino, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM Prescott, 89.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.